KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, checking sports, some high school basketball play last night. A girls' hoops in the Hawkeye 10. It was Red Oak over Fremont Mills, 62-21. Mount Air beat Clarinda, 57-41. Also in girls' basketball from the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK, a 60-48 winner over Arweva. In the Corner Conference, East Mills beat West Harrison, 61-41. Bluegrass Conference play saw Diagonal beat Orient Maxburg, 61-24. In boys basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10, Clarinda falling to Mount Air, 46-37. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva over Exira EHK, 60-47. From the Corner Conference, Essex over Cornerstone Christian, 48-34. West Harrison beat East Mills, 69-57. Also in the Bluegrass, it was Diagonal over Orient Maxburg, 96-41. That's boys hoops last night. Well, the latest Associated Press boys high school basketball rankings came out late yesterday afternoon. Class 4A, Iowa City West is still number one rated, with Des Moines Hoover and Des Moines North the top three teams. In Class 3A, it's Oskaloosa number one again this week, with Mount Pleasant and Cedar Rapids Xavier rounding out the top three. Glenwood is at number four in this week's poll. Harlan checks in at number nine in this week's 3A poll. In Class 2A boys polling, it was Western Christian number one, with Van Meter and Western Dubuque the top three. Trainer in at number four again this week. Also in Class 1A, it's North Lynn, Grandview Christian, and Remsen St. Mary's the top three teams again this week. St. Albert is at number eight, up a spot in this week's boys basketball poll. Well, Virginia hasn't been number one in the Associated Press men's basketball poll since Ralph Sampson was their center, but they are moving closer to that perch. The second-ranked Cavaliers received 17 of 65 first-place votes following Saturday's win over fourth-ranked Duke after holding number 18 Clemson to 36 points. The Cavs last topped the poll in 1983. Villanova remains the number one team after getting 47 first-place votes. Third-ranked Purdue picked up the remaining first-place vote. They're followed in the poll by Duke, Michigan State, Xavier, Kansas, Cincinnati, Arizona, and Texas Tech. Well, freshman Gary Trent Jr. helped the fourth-ranked Blue Devils rebound from Saturday's two-point loss to Virginia, as Trent scored 22 points and tied a season high with 10 rebounds as the Blue Devils blew past Notre Dame 88-66 last night. Also in top 25 play, it was Kansas State, or Kansas, seventh-ranked Kansas, beating Kansas State 70-56 in Big 12 conference play. And Michigan is 18-6 after Charles Matthews at 14 points, leading the 24th-rated Wolverines past Northwestern 58-47 in Big Ten play last night. Well, the University of Minnesota men's basketball team visits Iowa tonight in Big Ten play. The Golden Gophers have lost six of their last seven games, and they sit at 14-9 overall. They're 3-7 in the Big Ten. Hawkeyes are 11-12 overall. They are 2-8 so far in league play. Gopher head coach Richard Pitino says having 6 days between games is a good thing for his new-look team.
You know, when you have guys, uncertainties of Amir Dupree, you know, with injuries, well, now the other guys need time to learn the other positions. Really hard to do in a hotel ballroom. So we've been able to accomplish that, as well as see, okay, do we play differently? You know, because with Reggie out and then, you know, with Amir, we're thinking of going small, putting Amir at the four. Well, we don't know, you know, it's day-to-day with all that stuff, so it's been a challenge. But practice is where you figure those things out.
Pitino says that Iowa has some talented players on their roster.
They've got Tyler Cook, who's one of the better players in the league. Bohannon is obviously a phenomenal, phenomenal three-point shooter. You know, so I like their team. They just clearly have not found ways to get stops when they've needed to. That's been a challenge for them.
Pitino says Iowa will be a tough challenge tonight.
They've got good pieces. It just seems like they haven't been able to figure out how to get stops. And sometimes that snowballs, but they're capable of beating anybody. You know, and we really, really have focused a lot on our team moving forward more than anything.
We'll have that game for you live tonight here on the radio. Tip time set for 8 o'clock from Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll get our broadcast started at 7 this evening, and you can catch it live here on KJAN. Iowa State guard Nick Weiler-Babb will miss Wednesday's game against West Virginia. Cyclone coach Steve Prohm says Weiler-Babb tweaked a knee injury that's bothered him all season in Saturday's loss to Tennessee.
Nick will be out at least the next week, possibly 2 weeks. You know, after visiting with the trainer and him, they just feel like he really needs to just get away, rest, and see if that can help help him get healthy.
Prohm says Lindell Wigginton and Donovan Jackson will share the point guard duties.
Who so-and-so calls starts at the point, I'm not concerned about that. I mean, I'm thinking about that right now. If Lindell's got it, then he'll initiate the offense. And Donovan, he's got it, he'll initiate the offense, which if they're picking us up and pressing us and, you know, we're playing off the traps or ball reversal, then, you know, we want to just get right into offense right away.
Cyclones are 11-9 overall coming into Wednesday's contest. Drake coach Nico Medved says there's no panic as the Bulldogs prepare for tonight's game at home against Southern Illinois. Back-to-back losses to Loyola and Evansville knocked the Bulldogs out of the top spot of the Missouri Valley, and they're now 6-4 in the league race.
You know, clearly we've had some bad stretches here, but we've also had some good stretches, and can't get too up, you can't get too down, and you just got to stay with it. And so hopefully we can, you know, do some things better than we have here the last few times out, but I don't think there's time to do much retooling. You just got to kind of get back to what you do well.
Drake won at Southern in their first meeting, but the Salukis come into this game riding a three-game win streak.
You know, going into league play, it's going to be really, really competitive. There's so much parity, and, you know, we've dropped a couple in a row here. And, you know, I just think sometimes it's more about, you know, trying to get back to doing the things that you do well. And seasons are ebbs and flows, and you know, teams can make minor adjustments, but I think it's always – usually within what you've practiced, you know, from day one.
Medved says the Saluki guards have played well during their winning streak as they prepare for tonight's matchup. Substantial trade in the NBA last night as the Detroit Pistons have picked up a five-time All-Star in a multiplayer swap. The Pistons have acquired forward Blake Griffin from the L.A. Clippers, along with Bruce Johnson and center Willie Reed. The Clippers receive forward Tobias Harris, guard Avery Bradley, and center Boban Marjanovic, along with some draft picks. Griffin's averaging over 22 points, nearly 8 rebounds, and 5 assists in 33 games this season, but the Clippers have been plagued by injuries and were ninth in the West standings as of Monday night. Well, the Eagles and the Patriots participated in the annual Super Bowl Media Night before continuing their preparations for Sunday's game at Minneapolis. The Patriots were first on the stage at Xcel Energy Center, home of the NHL's Minnesota Wild. Tom Brady led his team out of the tunnel, made out of the set designed to resemble a giant glacier in honor of the state host's wintry climate. Eagles center Jason Kelce sported an Elmer Fudd-style wool cap with ear flaps that the entire team was given as host community gifts upon landing. Former Olympic silver medal-winning skater Nancy Kerrigan was among the media, serving as a special correspondent for Inside Edition. Brady said during the media scrum that he doesn't want to cause the firing of a Boston radio host who made a disparaging remark about the quarterback's 5-year-old daughter. Brady said early Monday he's reconsidering whether to continue a long-running weekly radio appearance with radio station WEEI after host Alex Reimer said last Thursday that Brady's daughter was, quote, an annoying little piss ant. Brady cut short his weekly appearance on the station Monday morning and said, I'll obviously evaluate whether I want to come on the show again. But by media night, Brady said he hoped Reimer wouldn't lose his job, explaining that he doesn't mind criticism of himself, but that children don't deserve that. The station says Reimer has been suspended indefinitely. The Pittsburgh Steelers are giving Trey Griffey a chance to play in the NFL. The son of Baseball Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr. has been signed to a reserve futures contract with the AFC North champs. The 24-year-old Griffey caught 79 passes for 1,241 yards and 6 touchdowns in 4 seasons at Arizona before going undrafted last spring. He spent time with Indianapolis and Miami last summer before being cut by the Dolphins at the end of training camp. Well, the House has followed up on the sex abuse scandal involving sports doctor Larry Nassar by passing legislation that requires governing bodies for amateur athletics to promptly report abuse claims to law enforcement. Nassar was sentenced last week to up to 175 years in prison for sexually abusing more than 150 women and girls over 25 years. The bill passed the House by a vote of 406-3. The House made a change in the bill, which sent it back to the Senate for approval before it can go to President Trump for his signature. Meanwhile, State Attorney General Bill Shute is asking Michigan State University for emails and text messages related to Nassar, who had served as a doctor in the athletic department. Shute and his special independent counsel has requested the communications of 20 current and former school officials, including the entire 8-member governing board of trustees, President Lou Ann Simon, and athletic director Mark Hollis. Also being sought by February 9th are records related to recently retired gymnastics coaches Kathy Cleggs, former Spartan sports medicine doctor Brooke Lemon, and William William Strample, the former dean of the College of Osteopathic Medicine. And a prominent Michigan State product has chastised his former school. NBA Hall of Famer Magic Johnson says anyone at the university who was aware of sexual assault and didn't say or do anything should be fired. Johnson also says on Twitter that he loves Michigan State and wants to be a part of the solution. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. That's what they say at Walnut Woodworks. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.